Good morning. 7 days ago, seven decades ago, on this day in this city, our alliance was founded. Foreign ministers from 12 countries across Europe and North America signed the Washington Treaty. Those nations promised to stand together and defend each other. That pledge has given us 70 years of peace, prosperity, and security. This morning, Allied foreign ministers addressed Russia's continued violation of the INF Treaty by fielding multiple battalions of SSC-8 missiles. Russia has made the world a more dangerous place. The United States and other allies have tried to engage with Russia about this missile system for several years. We all agree that Russia continues to be in violation of the treaty. And today, we all once again call on Russia to return to full and verifiable compliance with the INF Treaty. But time is running out, so NATO is preparing for a world without the INF Treaty. Today, we discussed the way forward and what potential measures we can take should Russia not return into compliance. We will not mirror what Russia is doing. We will be measured and coordinated, and we have no intention of deploying ground-launched nuclear missiles in Europe. At the same time, NATO will continue to maintain credible and effective deterrence and defense. And all allies are strongly committed to arms control and non-proliferation. Russia's ongoing violation of the INF Treaty is a pattern of destabilizing behavior. Russia used force to illegally annex Crimea from Ukraine and continued its military buildup across the region. We call on Russia to release the Ukrainian sailors and ships it seized last year near the Sea of Azov. And we discussed what more we can do to enhance our security in the Black Sea region. We agreed a package of measures to improve our situation awareness and to step up our support for both Georgia and Ukraine. In areas such as training of maritime forces and coast guards, port visits and exercises, and sharing information. This will build on our already close cooperation. Right now, one of NATO's naval groups is on patrol in the Black Sea, and today it is exercising with Ukrainian and Georgian ships. So we will maintain our focus and our presence in this vital region. And with that, I'm ready to take your questions.
Mr. Secretary General, over here. I wanted you outlined today and yesterday in your speech the sort of strong steps NATO has taken to deter Russia in Europe. Mr. Trump has talked consistently and mentioned it in his meeting with you about better relations with Russia. Is it time to emphasize deterrence less and dialogue more? How do you sort of balance between those two?
For NATO and for me and for all allies, there is no contradiction between deterrence, defense, and dialogue. Actually, we strongly believe that as long as we are strong, as long as we are united, as long as we adapt to the actions of a more assertive Russia, respond to that, then we can also engage in dialogue. One of the main reasons why we now are able to engage Russia in dialogue as we do on many issues, risk reduction, arms control, Ukraine, and so on, that's exactly because we are united and exactly because we have shown by the increased readiness of our forces, by the increased military presence in the eastern part of the alliance, that we are united. So this is about a dual-track approach, deterrence, defense, and dialogue. And we will continue to pursue that dual-track approach. And it was strongly supported by all the allies in the meeting we just ended.
Once again, a question on burden sharing. Has Germany again been subject of discussion? And if so, is it only the USA criticizing Germany for falling short or also other countries?
So all NATO allies made the promise to invest more in defense to improve burden sharing in the alliance. And I expect, and all allies expect, that allies deliver on what they have promised. The good news is that that is exactly what is now happening. Because after years of reducing defense spending, all allies have started to invest more. The majority of NATO allies have submitted plans on how to reach the 2% goal by 2024, and I expect other allies to follow. Germany has started to increase, and we have seen healthy increases in the German defense investments, the German defense budgets over the last years, and also in the proposed budget for 2020, for next year, there is and continued increase in defense spending. So this is about all allies having to make good on the pledge they made. This is not about, you know, only pleasing the United States. This is about that we see that we live in a more challenging and demanding security environment, and therefore we need to invest more in our own security to preserve peace and to safeguard freedom.
Secretary General, I would like to shift the question to partnership. I would like to know about NATO-Azerbaijan partnership and also Azerbaijan contribution to NATO missions and activities. Thank you so much.
Azerbaijan is a close partner of NATO and work with us in furthering international peace and security. Not least, Azerbaijan makes important contributions to the NATO mission in Afghanistan by providing troops and assistance to NATO allies on transit routes on land, in the air, and by rail. For example, through the use of the BTK rail link. These are important contributions to the success of the NATO mission, and all our partners, including our partners in the Caucasus region, make valued contributions to our mission.
Mr. Secretary, yesterday U.S. Vice President said that Turkey must choose between remaining a critical member of NATO alliance and going forward with its procurement of S-400 systems. Do you share this threat by U.S. Vice President? Is Turkey's procurement of US-400s a red line for its membership to the NATO alliance? Thank you.
It is a national decision what kind of systems different NATO allies procure, but we fully realize that this is now a challenge, and it is an issue that has been discussed and is addressed by the United States and Turkey. It is not on the agenda of this ministerial meeting, but NATO provides a platform, including this meeting, for a dialogue between allies on this issue, and that's one of the important reasons why we welcome that NATO is able to provide a platform for also addressing issues where there are disagreements between NATO allies, for instance on the issue related to the S-400 and the involvement or the planned delivery of F-35s to Turkey. We have to remember that NATO is augmenting the air defenses of Turkey. And we do that by deploying Patriot batteries, Spanish Patriot batteries to Turkey, and also Italy is deploying SAM-T batteries, augmenting the Turkish air defenses. I also welcome the fact that, that there is ongoing dialogue between the United States and Turkey on delivery of Patriot systems to Turkey, and also that there is dialogue going on between Turkey, Italy, and France, looking into the possibility of delivering a French-Italian system, SAMP-T. I hope that it's possible to find a solution to this issue, because we see now that this is an issue where there is disagreement between two allies, Turkey and the United States.
Thank you very much. very much. I know there's lots more questions. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for at this moment.
There will be more time at the last press conference. Thank you. Thank you.